All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this edition of the Justice Team Podcast. And today we're going to be talking again about AI and PI, AI and law, practical integration, some things to look out for, some things that are new as these things continue to evolve at an exponential pace. As was mentioned in the singularity and the thoughts thereafter, we bring another, none other than a common speaker on the topic, but Mr. Edwin Hong.
You said common speaker. I think you meant commoner, but that's fine too.
Common. I meant like Common the rapper.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, he's a slashy.
He's an actor too.
He's so a slashy.
We need to get it right.
Yeah. Okay. So Common. He likes Common.
Yeah. Okay. Basketball.
Really?
Yeah.
He can ball?
He can ball.
All right. Well, I thought he was just a pretty face and a talking head and a singer, but I guess he's a baller too. All right. Speaking of ball, I'm going to throw the ball in your court. Edwin.
Sure.
Edwin. So, you know, we're sitting here recording in June of 2023. I mean, things are going to change by July of 2023, likely. What are some things that, and I, you know, you use AI in our practice, your practice. What are some just practical things that you're doing right now and learning to use in your day to day?
Well, I use it a lot. It's evolving at a rapid pace, like you see already, right? Even ChatGPT, which is the one that's known pretty widely. And I think a lot of people are afraid to touch it because they don't really know how to use it.
Like
a lot
of people, I also heard it's woke.
It is very woke, apparently. whatever definition you want to use for that, I guess. But it's growing and it's learning and it's very impressive. So even the ChatGPT is a basic like text-based program where you can ask it a query and it spits out whatever you want. Kind of Google on steroids, if you will, right? So you can literally ask it any kind of question. Hey, what's the law on this in California? Or you know, what I like to do is I say, hey, I want to write a letter to the defense attorney saying this, or defense attorney sent me a letter saying, hey, I want to examine your client. I want to respond with these parameters, and it'll spit out an email for me in like 10 seconds.
And sometimes it'll sound a lot more professional than the quib stuff that you may want. Well, I would, like, just write back.
Exactly. And the nice thing about programs like ChatGPT is it's machine learning, which means it doesn't just take the input, spit it out, and forget. It retains what you're asking and tries to develop and give you a better answer. So if it gives me a response that's too neutral for me and I wanted to add a little bit of sass, a little bit of, you know, talk back then,
say
it in a sassier way or a little bit more aggressively or whatever you like.
Interesting. So, I mean, so what platform do you use for these, you know, letters, response, emails types of things?
So for the basic stuff, I'll just use ChatGPT. And they have the upgraded version where you can pay and you get kind of the better data set and faster processing time and stuff like that. But even the base one is fine for simple.
But where does somebody go to find us?
ChatGPT is OpenAI, OpenAI.com. You can go and register pretty quickly and then just use it there.
So go to OpenAI.com, register for ChatGPT.
Yep. Referral code, nothing, because there is none. but it's super easy to use. And you can even ask it, which is impressive, just say, hey, how do I use this program? And it'll teach you.
Just ask it. We'll do it live. We'll just do it.
Yeah, how do I use ChatGPT? And it'll spit out an answer. Look at that. ChatGPT can be used in various applications. It can be used in drafting emails, writing essays, brainstorming ideas, learning new topics, programming help, and even casual conversations.
Oh, my God. It's still going.
It's still going. Here are some ways you can make the most use out of ChatGPT. Define the context. Direct instructions. Ask for elaboration. Goes on and on and on.
Can you ask it, say, hey, I want to do a social media post as a lawyer discussing what's something that's hot in the press right now, like some legal topic? What's that? And by the way, ChatGPT is still answering your last question. It's still going.
It is. How about liability for driverless cars?
Yeah, in California. Well, whatever. Let's see what it says. You know, and this is what, you know, I've been playing around with it. Oh, my God, here we go. Here we go.
It has a full framework for a post. So it suggests that you use an emoji of a car and says, as the era of autonomous vehicles steadily emerges, the question of liability in the event of a car accident becomes more critical than ever. Sad face emoji. And it just goes on.
Yeah, and it will even tell you, like, in the even more sophisticated ones, when's a good time to post, when is, like, what platform you should put it on. And a lot of these you can actually make is to blogs. Like, we've been doing it. You can put a blog to help you put on your website, increases your SEO boost to get that type of case. Now, I think the critical thing here, it's always trust but verify. What have we seen recently, Edwin, of this being used
we've seen an attorney use ChatGPT and get case law that they've sent to the court, filed and passed off as true, subsequently getting in trouble once they found out that it was all fake. And the best part of that whole story is they asked ChatGPT, hey, are these legitimate cases? And it said, yeah, of course they are.
So what is the best, you know, you do, you know, legal research and writing.
Mm-hmm.
What platform do you use to do it?
So ideally, you could do it all in ChatGPT, right? But the issue with ChatGPT is they get their information from everywhere. Mm-hmm. There's no, whether it's a fake article, a real article, or whatever. So oftentimes, the cases that it cites, the names might be real, the case numbers might be real, but the contents are completely made up.
Mm.
And it's because it's pulling from everywhere. So we've come upon Case Text, which has this system called CoCounsel, where they have a database of actual legal authority that they've shepherdized and done everything to. And so if you combine that with ChatGPT, now ChatGPT has this legitimate and verified resource to pull data from. So when you ask that system, hey, defense just served me with discovery regarding prior financial documents, whatever, and a personal injury action, what authority can I use to combat this? And it spits out actual cases.
Yeah.
Or you drag and drop an emotion defense filed and say, hey, you know, please site check this case brief. How valid are their authorities? How can I challenge it? And it'll give you actual legitimate case law to fight it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's what I always tell people. Like, I always see these new products coming out and say it's AI. I saw a commercial yesterday. We were watching the Scandaball, the finale, the reunion of, you know, Vanderpump Rules. And the commercial, the middle of it was like AI for skincare. And I was like, this is fucking AI. Yeah. Like, he just, everything's AI now because it's like a buzzword. But look, everybody can take, I've seen a lot of actually tech platforms that just want to launch a new product. Like, we're doing AI. And it's like, motherfucker, you're just putting something on ChatGPT. Like, it's not, it's not nothing fancy. But I think the use case here is like Case Text is a legal research platform that had all this stuff already on it. Mm-hmm. And then it's being taught with, I think they're using ChatGPT, 3.5 or 4.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what makes it interesting. That's what makes it more accurate.
Yeah.
Now they're not going to be able to maybe help you with social media posts.
Well, I mean, maybe it could, right? But that's the thing. AI is, there's so many different levels and types.
Well, I mean,
right?
I mean, for Case Text specific, sure. I mean, I think AI can help you with those
things. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Case Text is, they even do it where you can say, hey, I'm deposing a treating doctor focusing on spine injuries specifically for cervical spine, and C2, C3, whatever it is. Can you make me a deposition outline? And it'll spit out a lot of issues for you to address. And you can say, hey, clarify these points or add these points. And
I've used it for that as well. And it's very good because it gives you a good outline and then some maybe case law to fall back on. And then it's like teaching a child. You have to continue to ask it questions, redefine, and it has to be specific as your question is. So what are some other practical things? We talked about just using the OpenAI, a ChatGPT to write letters or emails, spitball questions. We talked about Case Text use of CoCounsel, using it for social media. What are some things, what are some other ways that you, Edwin Hong, as a lawyer, is using AI?
Sure. Well, there's so many tools that are out now and more that are emerging every day. There's tools that integrate AI between your different platforms. So if I get an email, if I send myself an email with a specific subject line saying jury selection, and I send myself a picture of the jury sheet, it'll send it to another program that OCRs it, scans it, and lists all the names in the table. And that can send it to another program that does an automated search for these jurors in the specific city. So there's a lot of different tools out there. There's one called Zapier. I don't know how you pronounce it.
Bounces it back and forth.
That bounces it between a lot of different programs.
You know what's that company's been fantastic. There's a lot of stuff we're doing on the back end. We call it zapping back and forth. You know, it's going to be important, a use case like that. Like I said, this was a month ago we were talking about. I was like, there will be a platform where you take a picture of the jury sheet, use AI, and it'll be able to like pull all their social media handles and tell you what posts that they're making and what's relevant.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Exactly. We're doing it already. And you know, next month it's going to be different.
Yeah.
It's insane. So,
man. Any other use cases or things? Again, a lot of our listeners, I think, are law school, young lawyers, aspiring lawyers. You know, people, like, it's a hot topic. Like in our YPO group, I was at our meeting yesterday, and like everybody's very interested in just learning how to put AI into their companies.
Yeah. And you know what's really cool is if you have a base system like ChatGPT, you can just ask it, hey, how can I use you? And it'll give you a bunch of little, you know, options. If you be more specific, like, hey, I'm an attorney in California practicing personal injury law. How can I use you for this? And it'll teach you how to streamline your office sometimes. It'll teach you draft template emails to your clients or to opposing counsel, all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, and I think it's going to reach a point to where it's going to be in your operation systems, and you'll be able to, hey, send out these types of emails to all my clients or engage my customers every 30 days and then, you know, learn how I would answer these questions. And shit, this is exciting. I can hide. Yeah. You know, I saw a product where there, it's almost like a deep fake where you can, I know people that are using it for training videos where, like, I can record a video once and then they can use AI to dub in certain parts of it and do it in mass.
Yeah.
Scary, but practical.
And not just that, but Apple just announced their program where you can speak, I think, like 100 or something sentences into it, and it starts recognizing, recording your voice, and then it'll do a FaceTime scan of your face. And so if you don't want to talk to someone, you can type in what you wanted to say and your face will talk and send that message.
See, I love that because, you know, I don't want to talk to people.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm going to use that a lot to blackmail you. So
no, wait, my wife and I talked about this the other day. It's like, it's, you know, I've heard of use cases where people are like making fake kidnapping calls with this because it sounds like your voice or your image. So we're like, with our kids, we're like giving them like safe words, like in case this happens to them. Like, yes, yeah, this AI creature. Okay, so what's the safe word?
Yeah, I've done the same thing with my daughter. Yeah. We have safe words now.
Is it Bosco?
It's not. Well, now I got to change it. But
I knew it.
Yeah, it's scary. And now, I mean, even in politics, right? They have all these deep fake videos coming out, politicians saying things that they haven't said. Even, I think the GOP recently released a campaign video that was built with AI. It was just, it's insane. It's crazy.
Wow. And, you know, a lot of the masses are just too unsophisticated to figure it out. And sometimes it's going to be so tricky. I mean, like, when's that going to be where, you know, someone's going to have a video of someone and you have to say, that's not me. Like,
yeah.
What's going to be the litmus test for that?
Yeah. And now they have AI tools that detect AI, right? Even ooh, you know, back AI in college, you use websites like turnitin.com and it would scan the internet and see what percentage of your essay was plagiarized. Now it's what percentage of your essay or how likely is it that AI wrote your essay?
Really?
So it's, yeah, there's a lot of tools. Edwin,
if you don't know, is also a professor of law.
I am. In my spare time, which I don't know how much there is, but
well, tell us where are you a professor at?
Western State College of Law. I'm teaching a civil pretrial litigation class.
You know, and I took that type of class in law school, and I always thought that the most practical thing you could do if you're a law student listening is take classes taught by people actually practicing. We had that class. They're usually after hours. Is your after
yeah.
hours?
Yeah. Well, mine's 3 to 5 to make it a little bit more accessible, but.
Yeah, but it was always like our trial practice one, real lawyer teaching how to try cases, our civil litigation one, and that's where I found the most value. And, you know, listening to stuff like this, I think it's a lot more value than learning tax law, which you'll never apply.
Yeah, or family law, which I'll never practice, hopefully. But it's a fun class. I have half the class suing the other half, so they did a complaint, they did an answer back, some written discovery back and forth, and then depositions.
So they ended in trial by combat.
I mean, I tried to suggest that, but the dean said no. But I guess they don't have to find out, so...
Sounds like this dean's going to get replaced by Jarvis. Yeah, but I've seen some other Google's coming out with a product. I mean, everybody's racing to the. I mean, hopefully they've been waiting for this in launch. But I've seen people, a lot of people, rushing to the. We now have AI. It's like you didn't have it a month ago. And now you have this whole new product that does things. Like, come on.
Yeah, everyone says they have AI, and AI is. I mean, even the chess game that you play on your computer against yourself. That's AI. It just takes an input and spits out an output. You know, but. We're seeing machine learning happen a lot where you're actually learning a lot. And these tools, you can even say, hey, how do I better ask this question? What information do you need from me for me to get a better response? And it'll say, well, tell me what you know, jurisdiction you're in. Tell me the specific injuries at play and all sorts of stuff. And it'll help you learn how to use it, which is kind of cool and scary at the same time.
Yeah, and be concerned. Like, if something sounds too good to be true, fact check it. Like, I saw somebody was putting ads out on Instagram that's saying, I used AI to get my car crash settlement. I got $145,000. Legit, I saw this. They held up a check. It was obviously like a handwritten check, like her mom's.
It's always a personal check folded in half or something. And,
yeah, like the insurance company sent you something like that. Yeah,
yeah.
GTFO. But, you know, and then it's you do a little clicking, you realize that some lawyer's trying to advertise for this unethically. Yep. I mean, come on. Like, if you see an AI product or someone that says they have it, one, vet it. Two, ask people. I like to go to, like, crunchbase.com and see if this is a real company. Is it well-funded? Mm-hmm. Like, or is this just a pop-up that's just literally white labeling somebody else's product.
Pretty much, yeah. And that's a lot of what it is it's they just say the word AI to help get you interested, right? And that's kind of it.
Yeah, I think that's why we hired you. You said you came with AI.
I literally do, right here, so.
Yeah.
I'm not doing any of the work, it's all this.
Well, he was wearing an Allen Iverson jersey.
Yeah. Practice.
So there we go, we throw back to hoops at the end.
All right, practice.
Have practice. Talk about practice. Talk about practice. Now we don't need to practice so much. We just ask ChatGPT some shit. Yeah. Any other practical advice before we jump in and out? Because we're going to try to keep the AI series here a little short because it evolves.
Yeah, it evolves. It does. Practical advice for law in general. Work in a community. Talk to people. Get mentors. Get colleagues. Trying to practice law on your own, I think you're very limited, not just in knowledge, but in skills and abilities and everything. It doesn't hurt to be able to spitball a case with someone, get a new angle of liability, damages.
I wonder if it could reach the point where we keep teaching AI to look for our flaws in this case. Instead of using focus groups, just have AI start to shoot holes in it.
So actually in case text co-counsel, what they did was, they actually did on Today Show or something like that, they uploaded all the material used for the January 6th committee for the insurrection. And they said, hey, what evidence, what in here can be used to support the fact that Trump incited these riots? And conversely, what can we use to say that he didn't? And it doesn't just take those words to say, don't riot, but it actually tries to understand your language and it spits out responses that can arguably go back and forth. Text messages or emails and phrases that can be construed one way or another. It's like the other day we had an example. It would the Cat in the Hat be a good babysitter? And it took things even out of context. The phrases that the little fish in the fishbowl said that could be used to say that he wasn't a good babysitter, or conversely, what the kids might have liked about the Cat in the Hat. So it's pretty insane and amazing how it's growing already, but it's kind of scary too. So
yeah, and I think as we said before, trust but verify before you sign your name on that pleading or motion or discovery response, because it is your work product and it is your ass.
Or do what I do and just sign Bob Simon's name and
you don't
fine.
Even need AI for that.
No, I have it on a PDF. I just copy and paste.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. Just scribble, put a period. And then people ask me, hey, did you sign that? I'm like, probably. I don't fucking know. Man, I'll be listening to this podcast in penitentiary.
There we go.
Hopefully I get the lights, the light security one, like Elizabeth Holmes. She looks pretty comfortable in there.
She does look pretty comfy. That seems to be the way.
She'll be there for quite some time. Well, Edwin, thanks for coming on. Edwin Hong, you can tell, how can our listeners find you?
Email, edwin@justiceteam.com.
And how about your social handles?
My socials are, I have Hong Law Office, which is mostly fun, 90% fun, 10% serious, probably less serious actually than fun. Edwin@justiceteam.com. You can text me at 949-414-4664, which I've had for a long time now. Or my Instagram handle also is lawyer something. I don't know.
There you go. And you got some creeper accounts and AI told them to have, so to look at jurors and things. You have any questions about AI or how to use it in your practice or any about a case evaluation, maybe we can help you with as real lawyers. And maybe Edwin's just going to drop it into ChatGPT and let it spit back out to you. But it's still never going to take away that human element, ladies and gentlemen, because you still got to communicate with a jury and draw some emotion and be able to come to a very reasonable conversation, which we like to think is very high.
Yeah, it's a good thing I have very little human element to begin with. So
1-0-0-1-0-0-0-0-1. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you.